Welcome back to The Upswing. I'm Jeff Sherman. I'm going to dive into the wonderful world of housing on a hyper-local level. February home sales were down 3.9% in the area. So I always like to kind of take a deeper dive into those figures, tell you what it's all about, and analyze it from a true professional lens. Abby Hawkey is a regional manager of Southeast and Northeast Wisconsin for First Weber. Abby's taken some time out of her day to join us in studio. Abby, I appreciate your time.
Thanks so much.
And, all right, first and foremost, I'm just looking through your information. Looked at your LinkedIn profile this morning. I'm fascinated by Walt Disney World.
Yeah.
You did a six-month internship there years ago.
Mm-hmm.
What did you learn at Walt Disney World that helped prepare you for the real estate game?
Yeah, it's wild because at the time, obviously, I had no idea real estate was going to be in my future. And I think I have to attribute a lot of my time at Disney for what has prepared me for real estate. I mean, truly, everything at Disney is all about the guest, right?
Right.
And you are on stage. That's what they prep you for. When you are in front of people, you are on stage. If you need a break, you step off a stage. So it just really helps you to get mentally focused on putting that person and that customer first, which obviously is a key within real estate.
Yeah. And it's all about, you know, positioning and protecting the brand also. But as you kind of walk through Disney, all the buildings look perfect.
Yeah.
Right. And so that had to really help at least spark something in you, like, wow, this is an industry I can really love and take lessons from a place that's a worldwide destination.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Everything is beautiful and pristine. And again, it's all about guiding the clients through their space and making sure they're enjoying the time and touring them around ultimately. Right. And same with real estate. I mean, we have to do that every single day.
All right. I wanted to dive into some of the Greater Milwaukee Association of Realtors report from February. How do you interpret the 3.9% decline in home sales in Greater Milwaukee in February? Is that just seasonality or are there other factors that are going into this?
Yeah, so I think primarily I would say it's seasonality. And when you really break down that 3.9% and you put it to actual numbers, it was like 38 homes less in sales, right? So it's not an astronomical number. February is primarily a slow month always. And, you know, I think January people come out of the gate as a new year and they get really excited and they get anxious and they do start to look at putting their house up. February is cold and gray and people just slow down and then they put a pause on wanting to wait for the spring market really to rev up.
What are we looking at from an inventory standpoint? Is there a need for additional units? We hear a lot about, hey, the Greater Milwaukee area needs more housing to get a more balanced market. Are you still seeing that?
Oh, yeah, 100%. So a balanced market would mean we have 6 months worth of inventory to keep up with the demand for the buyers. Right now, we're down in the twos, 2.3 or so, I believe. And so, yeah, our demand is incredibly high. Our listings were up just a smidge, 0.4% for the month of February. But as we go into March, we're going to anticipate and we expect to continue to see that inventory now rise.
All right. When we come back, I'm seeing a lot of stories recently about the challenges for first-time home buyers. But the flip side of that is, and I've said this for years, and I think it's finally coming true, that this is the year of the Midwest, that people are finally focused on, whoa, the affordability, the access to the lake, and just the opportunity in the Midwest is here. I want to get your lens on, is it here from a housing standpoint for first-time home buyers? You're listening to The Upswing. This is WTMJ. Welcome back to The Upswing. I'm Jeff Sherman. Home prices and more today. Abby Hawkey, regional manager at First Weber, joins us. Abby, again, thanks for your time. I appreciate it. So let's talk about some of the challenges in the February report. Limited inventory, rising prices. That's kind of a housing 101 almost. But what are the programs and options for first-time home buyers in the Milwaukee area? And are you seeing an increase or is there a bit of continued uncertainty for first-time home buyers in the area?
Uncertainty, I don't know that I'd use that word.
Okay.
Unrest, maybe, frustration, absolutely. Because our demand is so high, so it's escalating our prices, right? Mm-hmm. We almost are continuing to see double digits in home sale prices rising month after month, which makes it tough.
Mm-hmm.
And then because the demand is so high, right, the competition out there is really tough. And when you're a first-time home buyer, you're looking at every option, right? Whether it's the financial programs that maybe help with down payment assistance, which there are some, of course. So, but then it makes it a little bit harder to compete when you're coming in there against a cash buyer.
So the average sale price was up by 15.5% in February. Yeah. How are you navigating your clients in the rising cost environment, and specifically for first-time home buyers?
Mm-hmm.
How are you educating them? At least make sure they're in the game.
Yeah. So having the right financial partner is huge. So a good real estate agent is going to pair you with a great lender. And that is so important because there's just so many different types of programs. I mean, there are programs where you can get almost fully underwritten prior to even writing your offer. So then you can go in with much stronger contingencies, almost similar to a cash offer, right? And then you have a little bit more of a leg up versus somebody coming in with a different type of program for financing. So I would say that is really imperative. Sit down, have the consultation with your real estate agent so that you can be quick to act, you can be pre-approved before jumping in, and then you can be strong in navigating your contingencies because it's not always about the dollar at the end of the day.
Yeah. So people are listening across the state and maybe saying, all right, I'm going to relocate to greater Milwaukee. You have first-time home buying clients.
Mm-hmm.
Where are you steering them? Is that just still a hyper-personal decision, or do you kind of use your lens to say, hey, what about this area? What about this neighborhood? How do you handle that?
Yeah, good question. So I would say it still is extremely personal. I mean, I think some people just have specific needs, right, for job or relocation. But then if you're looking to stretch your budget a little bit more, we can absolutely sit down and say, hey, have you kind of looked into maybe the West Dallas area, the Cudahy, going a little bit more south, right? Or even if you're into Waukesha County and then Jefferson County, even it pushes a little bit out there. So you can definitely look to extend your locations. Absolutely.
Okay. What are you seeing from a recruitment standpoint in the realtor space? It seemed to me like years ago, I don't know, maybe 4 or 5 years ago, it was like, well, this is the industry I need to be in. There's mm-hmm. been some changes, maybe even some challenges. Are you finding it tougher to recruit new realtors?
So I would say during that 2020, 2021, when our industry was booming, our market was booming, everybody wanted to get into real estate. It looked glamorous. It was easy. Everybody was selling houses. And then post-COVID, we had the election, right? We had the lawsuits within our industry, which, you know, caused some change for us in the real estate world. So I think that uncertainty level kind of made people step down a little bit and be like, I'm not sure I want to take that risk mm-hmm. of getting into this self-employed space.
In terms of regulation in Wisconsin, we've always kind of had that buttoned up, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. Wisconsin's always been ahead of the game.
Yeah.
So that's why the agents really haven't seen much of an effect. It's really just a different navigation of conversation with your clients.
Yeah. I always say, like, it's about location, 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 mm-hmm. but to your point, Abby, it's about trust, trust, trust. And whether that's your financial partner or your realtor or whoever you're working with to identify that right home, you got to have that level of trust in a relationship or it's just not going to work.
100%. Yep.
All right. When we come back, I know you have a preview of the upcoming Home and Garden Show this weekend. What are some of the big things that are going to make my home a little bit more valuable? I'm going to throw out a budget to you and you can see, all right, here's a dollar amount. What are the two things that will instantly rise the level value of my home? This is The Upswing. You're listening to WTMJ.
Our house is a very, very, very fine house with two cats in the yard.
Welcome back to The Upswing. I'm Jeff Sherman, navigating the wonderful world of residential real estate. Abby Hawkey from First Weber joins us. So, Abby, has the calculus of renting versus buying a home in the U.S. gotten more complex? Have you seen a shift of kind of the how and why people buy?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, again, that demand pushing the supply and the pricing up is pushing people into renting a lot more. However, I think rent complexes know that. Apartment complexes know that. So rent prices are skyrocketing as well.
Yeah.
And it's easy to build them. Easier to build those than condo complexes and single family. So we're seeing a lot of them go up because they know they can get the demand for it.
Yeah. Back on the first-time homebuyer lane, are you seeing people pool resources, like single people in their 20s saying, hey, we're going to buy this home together, or buying homes as investments in the area? Is that happening?
You know, duplex, the want for and need for a duplex is definitely, right? So because you can live in one and then rent out the other and supplement your mortgage in that respect. I haven't really seen people pooling together. I have seen people pool the resources and gifts of family members.
Okay, all right.
Definitely.
Yes. Yeah, that's good. All right. Mm-hmm. So this weekend at the Wisconsin State Fair Parks Expo Center is the Realtors Home and Garden Show. Wanted to have you give us a little bit of preview, what to expect there, the costs are, maybe how you can save a little bit of money and get in.
Yeah, so it's our 99th Home and Garden Show, so that's pretty exciting.
Nice.
We have anywhere, every year there's between 20,000 to 30,000 people through that expo. So it's a really cool experience. So if you're looking to, as a seller, right, meet contractors, vendors, explore some upgrades that you could do in your home, you could meet everybody there that you'd want. If you're looking to expand your outdoor living, right, there's fire pits, pergolas, waterfalls on exhibit that you can walk through the promenade. It's beautiful. It truly is an exceptional show.
Build that garden up or get those raised gardens. Or
there's going to be puppies there this year.
Right.
I mean, who doesn't love puppies?
Indeed. That's beautiful. All right. So I'm walking through the Realtors Home and Garden Show, and I'm like, all right, I have $1,000. I want to do two things in the $1,000 budget that are really going to maximize the value of my home.
Mm-hmm.
Is it possible? And what would you recommend?
Okay. Definitely possible.
All right.
And my instant recommendation is lighting. Is number one.
Okay.
That is such a good and quick.
Inside and out?
Inside. Well, yeah. Outside, okay. I would say if you're looking at updating the ones just like on your garage, right? Or something like that. But inside primarily, your bathrooms, your kitchens, a chandelier, a real statement piece that's going to instantly modernize your home.
Okay.
And you can do that fairly inexpensively.
All right. That's
the other
one.
Okay. The other one is paint. It sounds so boring, but it is truly going to change the space of your home.
Yes. All right. That is on the Sherman household list for sure. Paint the entire house. You got to find the colors. You got to find the right contractor. You got to find the time for sure. But that's good to know, because that's definitely on our list. Abby Hockey, I appreciate your time. All the best with the show and in everything you do. Enjoy the rest of your week.
Yeah. Thank you so much. It was a pleasure being here.